Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. Our hope is that these short little podcasts would be helpful and encouraging, especially today. My hope is to give you some practical things that you can hold on to. And if you find this helpful, would you consider sharing this on social media? Our desire really is to help as many people as possible, and your share of this and your like of this post would be super, super helpful. Well, pretty often on the podcast, we talk about this idea that we are called to love other people the way that Jesus loved us. Now, if you've been around this for a while, that's not a shocking thought to know that Jesus said in John 13 that we're to love one another. But the real rub is, how do we practically do that? What does that actually look like? And so today, chances are you're going to be around some people. They may be family members, they may be loved ones, they may be some acquaintances you're hanging out with. What a great day for us to practice loving other people well. And so today, I want to give you three ways that I think we could totally do this and make a difference in somebody else's life. In John Maxwell's book called 25 Ways to Win with People, he talks about the idea of giving people the triple A treatment. What I found is that every single person feels better, and they consequently do better when we give them the three A's that Maxwell talks about: attention, affirmation, and appreciation. Now think about that. It starts with attention. So try this. The next time you make eye contact with someone, begin by giving them your undivided attention for the next 30 seconds. Don't just pass them. Don't just say, what's up? Don't just say a quick hello and keep moving. Give them, pause for a moment and give them your attention. In fact, sometimes I'll challenge husbands to try to spend the first 5 minutes when they get home within 5 feet of their wives with no agenda. Don't be tempted to open the mail that you picked up on the way in. Don't check your phone. Try that. Give them your best attention by being fully present. The second A he talks about is affirmation. I believe everybody could use a little affirmation. Everybody has moments when they second guess themselves. They wonder if they have what it takes. They wonder if they've misread a situation. You get the idea. Everybody struggles with this at times. And so affirming someone else and mentioning what you see in them is very powerful. Now, this is especially powerful when you do this with a spouse or a child, when essentially every day you bless them and you affirm them, you pronounce the blessing of God over them. But this is also powerful when you do it with a stranger or an acquaintance. Whenever you call something positive out of that person, God could use your words to create something powerful for that person. The third A is appreciation. Show somebody appreciation. Show them that you care. Show them that you're grateful for them in some way, and then watch what happens. You'll be surprised by how positively they respond. And if you have trouble remembering to keep your focus on them instead of on yourself, then I want to give you this quote that's in Maxwell's book from William King. He says, "A gossip is one who talks about other people. A bore is one who talks to you about themselves. And a brilliant conversationalist is one who talks to you about yourself." And so today, we get a chance to love people like Jesus. I want to encourage you, don't waste the opportunity. Don't pass it by. Don't take it for granted. Love them well. In fact, I'll close with two versions of a question that has been super helpful in my life. The first question is this: how would you treat others today if you knew it would be the last time you'd see them? How would you treat others today if you knew that today would be the last time you'd see them? Or a more pointed way of asking this question is this: how would you treat somebody if you knew today was their last day to live? How would you treat somebody if you knew today was their last day to live? Well, I hope this is encouraging to you. Every single one of us can give people the triple A treatment. We can show people that we care and that we love them through our attention, through affirmation, and through appreciation. I hope this helps. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.